Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in San Diego. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Monday, April 22nd. Coming up on today's show, we'll get into the surf report and the weather outlook. Then we'll jump into some local news and a few interesting happenings in business, science, and entertainment. But first, you'll be interested to know, 54 years ago, today in 1970, the first Earth Day took place. It's a pivotal event that champions the environmental movement's milestones while spotlighting the urgency of safeguarding Earth's natural resources for the future. Originating in the U.S., thanks to Wisconsin Senator Gaylord Nelson and Harvard student Dennis Hayes, the day was set to engage communities in environmental conservation. Initially rallying 20 million Americans, its influence spurred critical legislation like the Clean Air Act and the Endangered Species Act. Today, Earth Day engages over a billion people globally, making it one of the most significant secular observances worldwide. So now you know. And now you know what time it is. It's time for the Surf Report. Expect southwest swell to stick around on Monday with waist to stomach and occasional chest-high surf at average summer breaks in North County, San Diego, and up to shoulder-high at good spots. Summer magnets of South County, San Diego will push shoulder to head high. A refresh of southwest swell is expected midweek with similar size. Monday at Tourmaline and South San Diego. It's looking good and clean at 2 to 4 feet until 10. Then fair until sunset. Good deal. Best time to ride is at 7 a.m. with a 2.5 foot incoming tide, when the west swell is 2 feet at 16 seconds and the onshore wind is 2 miles per hour. The first high tide Monday will be 4 feet at 9 a.m. with a 1 foot low tide just after 3. The nearshore buoy at Scripps in La Jolla reads 63 degrees for the water temperature. Checking out the weather in the San Diego area. This morning, it's foggy and feels like 59 degrees with 2 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 7:24, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:09. It looks like we're in for some clouds to start, then gradually becoming mostly sunny with a high near 69 and wind of 5 to 10 mile per hour. Tonight, cloudy with a low around 57. Looking ahead in the weather, Tuesday will start with patchy drizzle and cloudy skies, then gradually become mostly sunny with a high near 68 degrees and breezy wind. Wednesday will follow a similar pattern, starting cloudy then turning mostly sunny with a high near 66. Thursday and Friday will be mostly cloudy with highs in the mid-60s and a slight chance of rain. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, California, historically the world's fifth largest economy, might soon drop to sixth place as India's economy is projected to overtake it in 2024. In 2023, California's GDP was nearly $4 trillion, positioning it just ahead of India's 3.7. However, with India expected to reach a GDP of over $4 trillion in 2024, and California projected at $4 trillion, this shift is likely. Despite this potential slide, California remains a significant economic powerhouse, leading in various sectors, including information technology and retail, and surpassing the combined economies of the 25 smallest U.S. states. Now on to sports. As the NBA's current media rights agreement nears expiration, the league looks toward a potentially lucrative future. Currently drawing just under $3 billion annually from ESPN and TNT, the NBA's next media rights deals could significantly boost its revenue, with figures potentially doubling the current intake. Disney and Warner Brothers Discovery are expected to bid again, but new players like Amazon and NBC are also in the mix, driven by their strategic interests in expanding live sports offerings. Additionally, streaming giants like Netflix and Apple are eyed as potential bidders, especially given their interest in global sports content rights. This intense competition underscores the NBA's robust appeal and its strategic position at the intersection of sports and media innovation. Last night in local sports, the Padres at home beat the Blue Jays 6-3. In round one of the NBA playoffs, the Clippers at home beat the Mavericks 109-97. Tonight, the Padres are on the road in Colorado to take on the Rockies. The Lakers are on the road in Denver to play the Nuggets. And in the National Hockey Playoffs, the Kings are on the road in Edmonton to take on the Oilers. In top news, the U.S. House of Representatives has passed a revised bill that could lead to a TikTok ban, incorporating measures such as foreign aid to garner bipartisan Senate support. This new version extends the ByteDance deadline to sell TikTok from 6 to 9 months, with a possible 90-day extension by the president, effectively giving up to a year before a ban might be enforced. The bill, supported by a strong majority in the House, is poised for quick Senate approval and President Biden's signature. Amidst concerns over data privacy and national security, the bill aligns with bipartisan efforts to regulate or limit foreign-controlled digital platforms. In business news, the recent launch of the Runes Protocol by Casey Rodarmer alongside Bitcoin's scheduled halving event has unexpectedly boosted transaction fees on the blockchain to record highs, benefiting miners significantly. Contrary to expectations that the halving would decrease miner revenues, by cutting block rewards by 50%, the introduction of runes caused a surge in network activity. This increased demand led to a spike in transaction fees, which hit an average of $128 on the day of the launch, significantly padding miners' earnings. This incident underscores the dynamic and unpredictable nature of cryptocurrency economics and highlights the potential for new technologies to dramatically impact the market. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is $65,000. Ethereum is just over $3,100. And Solana is $148. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates. With several locations in the San Diego area, Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk health and science. Artificial intelligence has led to a groundbreaking discovery in prostate cancer research. Scientists, including teams from the universities of Oxford, Manchester, and East Anglia, utilized AI to analyze DNA from 159 prostate cancer patients. This advanced analysis revealed not one, but two distinct types of prostate cancer. This finding, supported by Cancer Research UK and published in Cell Genomics, is significant as it marks the first use of AI to distinguish cancer types in this manner. By identifying different disease pathways, this technology paves the way for more personalized and potentially less invasive treatment options, moving away from a one-size-fits-all approach to cancer treatment. And in entertainment news, this weekend at the box office, a tight race unfolds among Universal's Abigail, Lionsgate's The Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare, and A24's Civil War. Opening day saw Abigail leading with $4 million, slightly edging out its competitors. Civil War, in its second week, and The Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare are not far behind, both showing potential for solid weekend performances. Despite varied expectations, each film appeals to distinct audiences, from vampire thriller enthusiasts and action comedy fans to those drawn to dystopian narratives. This diversity in genre highlights the dynamic nature of current cinema offerings, underscoring a vibrant weekend for moviegoers. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, in honor of Earth Day, our quote comes from biologist and British broadcaster David Attenborough. And the great narrator said,
"But consider these facts. 96% of the mass of mammals on our planet today are us and the livestock that we've domesticated. Only 4% is everything else, from elephants to badgers, tigers to bats. 70% of all birds are now domesticated poultry, mostly chickens. Nature once determined how we survive. Now we determine how nature survives."
And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in San Diego.